Hi, my name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this is one in a series of mini podcasts giving you a basic introduction to various different accounting and legal topics. And this one today is on limited liability partnerships, or LLPs as they're known. So I'll start with the basics. A limited liability partnership shares many features in common with normal partnerships. One of the basic differences is that in a limited liability partnership, the partners have limited liability for the partnership's debts. Unlike an ordinary partnership, an LLP is responsible for its own debts and not the individual partners. It is not the individual partners who are responsible for the business's debts. A limited liability partnership is governed by the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2000. I want to talk to you a little bit about incorporation now, incorporation of a limited liability partnership. A limited liability partnership is incorporated. That means it becomes a legal entity. The limited liability partnership exists in its own right as a legal entity, and it has to be registered at Companies House, just like a limited company. The partners become members of that limited liability partnership. So when I talk about members later on in this podcast, I'm referring to the partners of the limited liability partnership. A limited liability partnership is taxed in the same way that a partnership is taxed. A limited liability partnership has also got the organisational flexibility of a normal partnership, and that means it can admit new partners as and when it wishes, and it can also allow partners to retire when they need to. Otherwise, though, a limited liability partnership is similar to a limited company. One of the basic requirements for incorporation is that you need two or more people for a limited liability partnership. And those people must be carrying on a business for profit. And that requirement is actually the same as the requirement for a normal partnership. It is incorporated like a company, and it has a registered office, and it also needs to keep certain legal documents at that registered office. What about the members of the limited liability partnership and the responsibility for the accounts of the limited liability partnership? Well, first of all, there are two types of members of a limited liability partnership. There's ordinary members, and then there are designated members. And the designated members have certain responsibilities. So, for example, they're responsible for the signing and preparation of the accounts, making sure that accounts are actually done every year. They're also responsible for making sure that an annual return is delivered, and they're responsible for appointing an auditor. So those designated members have extra responsibility for the legal management of the limited liability partnership. The limited liability partnership needs to deliver accounts to Companies House just like a limited company. The partners of the limited liability partnership invest their own capital, that's their own money, into the partnership. So in the same way that the shareholders would invest their money into a normal limited company, here it's the partners who invest their money into the partnership. What about the administration of the limited liability partnership then? Well, usually the members, that's the partners, manage the business, but they are allowed to delegate that management to their employees if they wish. The members, that's the partners, will agree on the profit shares that they will each receive. So unlike in a normal limited company where it's up to the directors to decide how much dividend is paid to the shareholders, in a limited liability partnership, the partners will agree on their individual shares of the profit for the year. That agreement will be one of the key things that's agreed in the partnership agreement. So a limited liability partnership will still have a partnership agreement, and everyone's rights and responsibilities will be laid down in that partnership agreement. And as I said, one of the key things in that agreement will be the profit shares that the individual partners will receive. What about taxation in a limited liability partnership? Well, each member will need to register as self-employed in the same way that they will in a normal partnership. And it is the individual members who are responsible for their own tax rather than the partnership that is responsible for paying their tax. And that's it, really. Those are the key features of a limited liability partnership. So a limited liability partnership in many ways looks and feels like a normal partnership. You've got members carrying on a business with a view to profit, and you've got the members able to participate in the profits and to receive a predetermined share of profits every year. But on the other hand, you've also got that great benefit of limited liability, and you've also got the requirements to register your limited liability partnership and to keep certain key legal, accounting and administrative documents. I hope that's been useful. My name is Steve Carlisle. Thank you very much and goodbye.